Welcome to the End-to-End ICO series, where you learn how to launch your own ICO straight from the experts.
Let's answer another question that we get more in the context of ICOs. You've already put a white paper together, but you're just wondering, why do I need a pitch deck? Again, go back to our question about your intended audience. Because you're launching an ICO or an STO or whatever that crypto offering is, you're likely to have three or four legions of people that might be interested in your offering. One is your retail investors, your institutional investors, your accredited or sophisticated investors, and crypto geeks or crypto billionaires or crypto millionaires or anybody who's interested in the crypto space, right? And amongst these legions of folks, there are always going to be folks who are going to want to look under the hood, understand what's going on behind the scenes. And if somebody is a ardent crypto fan, he might even look for all of those in-depth crypto formulas or keys that you're looking at that you put together, or the crypto models or your decentralization models, those sorts of things, right? So from that perspective, all of that gets detailed out in the white paper. So a white paper is usually like a long form of a pitch deck, where there is much more wider ranging discussion about the topics, about the market space, about need for the blockchain or decentralization and the various players, how they're incentivized. A pitch deck is a shorter form. It's still the same content which is there in the white paper, but it's presented in a much more concise format. And in other words, the white paper is in a way the foundation for your pitch deck. You could start with the pitch deck and you could end up detailing that out and writing out a white paper, or you could write a white paper if you're somebody who's very accustomed to writing or putting their thoughts on paper, and then come back and abbreviate that into a pitch deck. Regardless, your pitch deck is, you're likely to have three or four components in your race. One is a teaser or a light paper and a white paper, a shorter version of the pitch deck and a longer version of the pitch deck. And for those folks that are actually interested in reading the longer version of the white paper, you should actually send them a light paper. And for those folks who might be potential investors, the sophisticated and the institutional type, you should send them a shorter version of the pitch deck. And when they start asking you questions, that's when you send them a longer version of the pitch deck. Did we get that? Is that clear?
You like this episode? Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google Podcast. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at www.cryptonights.io. That's CrypToKnights.io.